Good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I don't know about you, but it seems that today, well, I don't know that today is any different than any other day. We're just infatuated with exposing things. I'm talking about news, okay? So don't get any ideas here about what this is going to be preached about. So if we can go to the next slide. How many times have you seen something like this, right, on the newsstand, right? Exposed. That's the big thing that we see all the time. Exposed. We have this infatuation with exposing people or seeing them exposed. And that's our humanity. If we're really and truly honest with ourselves, right? We like the uncovering of secrets. We like making things public, uncovering, revealing all those things that we, you know, we dig. We know we do. We know we do. We know we do because guess what? It's what's on television all the time, and that'll put on television what it is that we want to watch. TV shows like The Real Housewives of. You could fill in the blank. It could be Atlanta, it could be New York, it could be Orange County, it's now the Potomac, it's all over the place, right? The Real Housewives. I think Carl would like the series, perhaps The Real House Husbands of. How about the show, I think it's on CNBC, American Greed, right? Where they start to expose those who have taken advantage of other people in their greed. How about one of the first ones that came out, Cops? If I say Cops, what do you hear? Do you not hear the song going in your head, right? There's a new television show that's going to be on, and I'm not even sure what it's on. It's called Exposed with Deborah Norville, who's a reporter. And that is the title of the show, Exposed. We want to see everything exposed. We want to get underneath, don't we? We want to know about people's lives, making things known. You could almost say that this becomes the mission of some people, isn't it? To expose what others are doing. Now, what if I told you that that is exactly the mission that Jesus was called to do? He was called to expose. He was called to reveal. He was called to uncover and get at the truth. He was called to make something public, to make it known. So we could actually probably call Jesus an exposer. Doesn't sound too good, does it? But maybe it's exactly. I mean, who is this exposer, Jesus? And what exactly is it that Jesus is exposing? So let's start with that second question first. What is it exactly that Jesus is exposing? And sometimes to answer this question, we tend to turn in on ourselves when we think about why is Jesus here? What is Jesus exposing? And we will automatically turn on ourselves and say, Jesus exposing the sin in the world. Jesus is exposing just how bad I am. Jesus is exposing all of my deep, dark secrets. That I am unworthy. John's gospel actually tells us the exact opposite. You know, in this prayer that we hear today in John's gospel, it's different than the prayer that Jesus preaches or that Jesus prays in the other gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Those are what we call the synoptic gospels because they tell the narrative story, right? The story of Jesus. But John is different. John is more known as the spiritual gospel. So in the other gospels, we hear about Jesus right before his death going to the garden. He's praying to the Lord, may this cup pass from me. He's in agony in his prayer. But notice in John, that prayer looks a lot different, doesn't it? And it's not a prayer that Jesus does with his disciples off to the side and the disciples sleeping. No, Jesus, when he's done giving the final instructions to his disciples, what we call the farewell discourse, Jesus does something that is really, really unique. He looked up to heaven and said, looking up to heaven in those days meant that you were praying. And Jesus prays right there in front of his disciples. He doesn't say, hold it a minute, guys, I'm going to pray now. He just finishes last sentence to them. And then when he was finished, he looked up to heaven and said, and he began to pray. What does it say behind me? Yes, Jesus exposed. Jesus begins to bring to light or expose and reveal the mission that has been given to him in this prayer. And that mission is to expose or to reveal, to make known God. That is Jesus' mission, to make God known. How else could you possibly make God known than in a prayer, asking that God be made known? The exposer begins his ministry 3 years prior, Jesus, aka the exposer. And we're going to fast forward 3 years to the point that we're at here with Jesus, where he says, the hour has now come. Prior to this, it was never the hour, right? It's not my hour. It's not my hour. The hour has not come. But now Jesus says the hour has come. So it's the time in which the full revelation of Jesus is going to be seen. But in this prayer, Jesus not only talks about the past and the present, but he talks about the future, about when he is no longer here. He says, I am no longer with them. So Jesus spans space in this prayer that he's at. The hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you. Now, if you really don't understand what that word glorify would mean, it's like, oh, they're just glorifying each other. You know, exalting each other. But that's not what it means in John's gospel. In John's gospel, glorify means expose, reveal. So listen to it this way. Expose your Son so that the Son may expose you. Reveal Jesus so that Jesus may reveal you, is what's being said. So let's go back to that very first question. Who exactly is Jesus? That Jesus should be revealed, and that is the revelation of God. Well, in order to know that, we start back. We start back on how we ended Good Friday. And that was where we heard the prologue, the very beginning part of John's gospel. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. The Word, the Logos, became flesh and dwelled among us. Well, who is the Word? Well, later on, we hear in that same beginning part of John's Gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word, God, the Logos, became flesh and dwelled among us. And then we hear this. No one has ever seen God. It is God the Son, the Word, who has made him known. And here we are at chapter 17, which for all intents and purposes is the end of John's gospel as it speaks to Jesus' purpose. We then see Jesus' purpose played out in chapters 18 and 19 and 20, etc. But these are the bookends. The exposure is right in between there. So Jesus, the Word, God, came to reveal, to make known God to the disciples and to us. That's what this exposure or exposer is doing. So this is going to complicate things a little. We might just say, in this prayer, the exposer has become exposed. Now, has that just like made you crazy? The exposer, Jesus, has been exposed. God. The revelation. The uncovering. The making public. Because that's what all this exposure talk is about. It is about God in Christ. And that's exactly what Jesus was tasked to do, and that is exactly what Jesus did. All the way to the cross, through the resurrection, and the ascension. Because the ascension is critical. The Word is returning back to the Word with God in the beginning. And it has come full circle. And so what exactly is the purpose of the exposer being exposed? It's so that everyone knows who God is, so that the disciples may know God intimately, in relationship, and not intellectually, but in the heart. And the same is true for us. Through the Holy Spirit, the goal is that we may know God, have a relationship with God, not to know God intellectually, but to know Him, truly know Him. That knowing, that relationship, is the very definition of eternal life. It's right in there. It's not about eternal life in the future for John. We know that will happen. It is about eternal life today. Eternal life being one with the Holy Spirit, God in the Father and the Son. It's eternal life today. It's having that relationship. Because that's all you actually need, and that's all that I need. So the exposer is indeed exposed. Jesus, God incarnate, making God known so that we may intimately know God through the gift of the Holy Spirit. This Jesus, who in this gospel says, I am, the very words spoken by God to Moses, I am the good shepherd who protects, who lays down his life. I am the bread of heaven. I am the bread of life. I am the vine. And you know those I am statements. This is who Jesus, who our God is. The gospel for us today is actually a model for how we can pray. Each one of you will deepen your relationship, your knowing God, through reading scripture, through prayer, through doing the work that we've been called to do. And so I want us together to say this prayer, especially as we come into the season of Pentecost, the season in which we grow together as children of God. So I want you to look up to heaven now. You can do it. And hear these words. Send your Holy Spirit and use us to make you known, gracious Lord God, on this day so that others may know you. On this day, use us in everything we do. Use us in everyone we meet and everywhere we go. May we be your hands and feet, gracious Lord God. May we be a living faith. Amen.